Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Viviana Londoño Lemos, and I am doing my PhD at the University of Minnesota in the program of Plant and Microbial Biology, and I work with tropical dry forests and seed ecophysiology. And the herb I want to talk today is Emmenocallis littoralis. This is the beige spider lily. It's from the same family as the daffodil and the onions. That's Amaryllidaceae family. And the cool thing about this family is that the flowers have a membrane in their tepals. In the case of Emmenocallis, the meaning of the scientific name is like beautiful membrane. They just bloom in white, and they flower is about the size of a hand. They tend to just grow by themselves in clumps in the forest. As these tropical dry forests are like the dry season is very strong, then you usually don't see that many herbs in the understory. It's almost like only this kind of lilies inside. That's why it's so noticeable. And I love it because it's one of the few lilies that you can see in the forest where I work, which are the tropical dry forests. So these are seasonal ecosystems that you can find all across the tropics. Sometimes they experience long periods without any rain. And when you go to the field in the middle of the summer and it starts to pour a little bit of rain, is when you start seeing those Emmenocallis growing. They distribute from Belize to Brazil. I used to live very close to the Caribbean coast of Colombia, and in one of my botanical expeditions, I stole one of the bulbs of Emmenocallis because it's like an onion, and when it flowered, it was like amazing, and I love to see them flowering because I work with seeds, and once I try to germinate them, the ones in my house, I pollinate them, and then I had like their seeds, and the funny thing is that they germinate from such a weird places in the seed. Usually when you see a seed, you can see, oh, this is the place where the root is going to come up. But in here, it could be like from anywhere. And that was like very weird for a plant. I've seen a lot of houses with this plant in some places of the Colombian Caribbean, but it's not something that you can get like in a nursery or something like that. So maybe it's people that just go to the beach and like steal a bulb the same way I did.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.